感谢神。
We give thanks.
让我有机会再次来到这个讲台上面跟大家一起分享神的话语。
That I have a chance to come up here and share God's word with you.
每次回到爱丁堡的时候，我总有一种不一样的感情。
Every time I come back to Edinburgh, I have a different feeling.
特别是以前在这边遇到了很多的长辈们，很多的弟兄姊妹和朋友们。
Especially because I've met a lot of elders, a lot of friends, a lot of brothers and sisters.
刚才主持的时候，哲波他所讲到说老朋友。
Just now, Jabo said an old friend.
确实，我觉得我们真的是非常老的朋友。
I really feel that I'm an old friend.
那时候在爱丁堡四年的时间，建立了很美好的友情。
When I was here in Edinburgh for 4 years, I had many friendships.
后来我又离开四年。
And then I left for 4 years.
这次回来跟大家一起分享。
And then now I'm back to share with everyone.
上个礼拜燕她也讲到关于爱的事情。
Last week, Pastor Ian also talked about love.
最近我一直有感动，想跟大家分享关于爱的诗篇。
And recently, I always feel that I want to share the essay of love.
上次Ian问大家有谁不需要爱的。
Last time Ian asked, is there anyone who doesn't need love?
我想不需要问这，我现在今天就不用问了，因为上个礼拜他已经问过了。
So I don't have to ask this week because it was already asked last week.
我想问一下大家有谁需要爱的。
So I would like to ask who needs love.
那不用举手了，我想自己跟自己讲声就好，你需不需要爱？
You don't have to put up your hand, but you just ask yourself, do you need love?
我们其实常常讲到爱。
Every time we mention love,
但是我们其实很多时候不一定真正知道什么是爱。
But we don't necessarily know what is love.
今天的主题呢，我用的是不变的爱。
Today's theme is the unchanging love.
因为圣经里面讲到很多关于爱的事情。
Because in the Bible it talks a lot about love.
但是有些是会变化的，但是有些是不变的。
Some of it changes, some of it doesn't.
有这样一个家庭啊。
There is a family.
他的爸爸是一个古董爱好者。
The father is an antiques collector.
他收集了非常非常珍贵和稀有的这个古董。
So he has a lot of precious and rare antiques at home.
特别他有一个花瓶，非常的漂亮和稀有。
In particular, he has this vase which was very beautiful and precious.
当然在这个花瓶呢，他就专门跟他孩子讲。
So he told his son.
他的儿子不到十岁。
His son was not yet 10.
他说这个花瓶是我最宝贵的。
He told his son, this is my most precious vase.
你不要动它。
You don't touch it.
如果有一点点闪失，有一点破坏掉的话。
If it is spoiled or if there's anything wrong with it.
就要加法伺候。
You will be punished.
当孩子听到这个父亲的警告的时候呢，
So when the son heard this warning,
就默默地记在心里。
So he remembered it in his heart.
但是我们知道很多时候小朋友啊，
But we know a lot of times little kids,
在家里玩的时候，
When they play at home,
就有时候会忘记很多事情。
And they forget a lot of things.
会忘记时间，
They forget about time,
也会忘记地点。
And they forget about the place they are in.
有一天，
So one day,
这个孩子他回到家里以后呢，
This son was at home.
他就在家里非常痛快地玩来玩去。
And he was really happy playing around.
因为他的爸妈不在家。
Because his parents were not at home.
我们都知道，如果家里有孩子的话。
For those of you who have kids at home.
如果父母在家，孩子在家里就成了大玩了嘛。
When the parents are home, the kids.
当父母不在家的时候。
Oh, when the parents are not at home, the kids are like the king.
所以呢，他就在家里玩得尽情地玩。
So he was.Really enjoying himself.
然后跑来跑去。
He was running around.
但是一不小心啊。
And when he was not careful.
他不小心碰到那个放在花瓶的桌子。
He touched the table that the vase is on.
这个桌子摇晃着就掉到地上碎了。
So the 桌子 the vase.
这个花瓶掉到地上就碎了。
Okay, so the vase fell onto the floor and was smashed.
这个时候。
So at this time.
这个儿子的反应是什么？
What is the son's reaction?
我相信大家都猜得到了。
You can guess it, right?
这个孩子马上会嚎啕大哭。
This son, he immediately burst into tears.
我不知道大家有没有经历过类似的情况。
I don't know if you have been in a similar situation before.
明明有人警告过你不要做，做了有惩罚的。
You already have a warning that you shouldn't do it, and if you do it, there will be punishment.
你偏偏在某个时间某个地点做了。
But you went ahead to do it.
让我们想到圣经里面第一个故事。
Let's think about the first story in the Bible.
就是亚当跟夏娃的故事。
It's Adam and Eve.
亚当就是因为没有听上帝的话语。
Adam didn't listen to God.
吃了分别善恶树的果子。
Warning, and he ate the fruit of knowledge.
然后把罪引到这个世界上面来。
And he brought sin into this world.
然后最后堕落。
And
最后就被赶出伊甸园。
And he was chased out of Eden.
那我们再想想这个孩子。
So let's think about this son.
这个孩子的心情，他哭的时候是什么感情呢？
When he was crying, what do you think he was feeling?
他是因为一听到这个玻璃碎掉以后要被加罚处置而害怕的哭呢？
Do you think he's crying because the vase is broken and he will be punished?
他是因为怕这个痛而哭呢？
Do you think he's crying because of the pain that he will receive?
或者是因为爱这个爸爸，因为他东西珍贵的东西坏了而哭呢？
Or do you think he's crying because of his love for his dad and his dad has lost something precious?
或者是因为他觉得这个古董很宝贵，坏了以后没有价值了，家里损失了很大笔钱而哭呢？
Or do you think he's crying because their family has lost a precious antique?
这每一个人的想法都不一样。
Everyone could have different thinking.
孩子们。
But kids,
如果听父母的话的话，
if they listen to their parents,
父母就一定会很开心。
The parents will be very happy.
比如说，父母叫孩子们去做功课。
For example, if your parents ask the kids to do homework,
特别是最近可能要开始考试的时候。
Especially if it's going to be exams soon.
那孩子就很用功的学习。
And then the kid really study really hard.
或者是父母让孩子不要去打游戏。
Or if your parents say don't go and play games,
他就不打。
And the kid doesn't go.
然后或者说这个父母让孩子要不要撒谎，要言行，要正直。
Or if the parents say you have to be honest, you cannot tell lies.
然后他就很顺从。
And the kid obeys.
若有这样的孩子的话，我相信这些父母一定非常的开心。
If there are such kids around, the parents will be really happy.
可是如果这些儿女们只是顺从父母。
But if the kids only obey the parents.
只是成为一种形式，而是没有爱的话。
As a behavior, but not with love.
那我们的父母的心情是怎样呢？
So what do you think the parents will feel?
也许会想到儿女根本就不爱我。
Perhaps parents might think that your children don't love you at all.
或许这个小孩子从小的性格就是这样顺从的性格。
Maybe the child has this obedient nature from young.
但是这样没有爱的顺服，是不是真的可以讨父母的喜悦呢？
But obedience without love, is this what parents seek for?
我们天父，我们天上的父神跟我们的关系也是如此。
Our relationship with God is the same.
我们的父神创造人类的目的就是要我们完全的顺服。
The purpose that he created us is so that we can obey him.
以此跟我们能够建立真正的爱的关系。
And through that he can build a real love relationship.
因此我们的生活最终的目的呢？
So our ultimate aim in life,
也就是成就真正的内心的爱。
Is to experience this true love.
神他是爱的本身。
God is love.
那么我们需要知道神到底爱是神的爱到底是怎样的。
So we want to know what is God's love.
所以今天读经的经文就是哥林多前书十三章。
So we looked at 1 Corinthians.
这里讲到什么是真正的爱。
And talk about what, and in these verses they talk about what is true love.
我们知道在这个末后的时代，现在这个现今啊，遇到很多很多的问题。
In today's world, there are a lot of problems.
我希望通过这段经文，可以帮助我们大家一起能够在这末后的时代成为容神一人的基督徒。
So let's hope that through these verses, we can really understand what is love and be good Christians.
我们可以先闭上我们的眼睛，一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
荣耀的父神，我们感谢你。
Glorious God, we give thanks.
谢谢你的恩典，能够带领我们聚集在你的殿里面，一起分享你的话语。
We thank you for your grace that we can come before you and share your word.
所有的恩典都是从天而降，都是你赐给我们的。
All the grace that we have comes from you and it's come from heaven.
你借着圣经的话语，让我们知道何为真正的爱。
Through the Bible, you let us know what is real love.
今天你就打开我们的心。
So today, please open our hearts.
预备我们里面的情。
And prepare our hearts.
让我们能知道说，你的爱是可以让我们改变的。
So that we know that your love will can and will change.
也让我们知道说，我们可以怎样去活出这样的爱。
And to show us how we can live this love.
求你祝福今天接下来的话语。
We pray that you bless this.
让你的圣灵能够运行在我们的会堂里面。
that your spirit can be with us,
触动每一个人的心灵,
and to touch every one of us.
我们这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Our prayer, we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
首先我们来看一下这段爱篇所记载的背景啊。
So let us look at the context and the background.
这一段
this love essay was written.
这段圣经我相信大家都非常熟悉。
So I'm sure many of us are very familiar with this.
主题是爱篇。
Let's call it a love essay.
那我们究竟到底什么究竟是爱呢？
So what is love?
我们每个人对爱的定义是不一样的。
All of us have different definitions to love.
也有很多人认为自己拥有爱。
A lot of us think that we have love.
也有很多人觉得自己表达的是在爱。
A lot of us feel that we are expressing love.
但是如果真正都是有爱的话，就不应该有痛苦的。
But if there is love, there shouldn't be suffering.
也不会有伤害。
There wouldn't be hurt.
但是发现我们这个世界这个世代里面很多人都是心灵破碎。
But we look around us, a lot of us are hurt.
很多时候我们都是用我们自己有限制的爱，是改变的爱来爱对方。
A lot of times we love each other based on what we know and what we are limited to.
这个哥林多前书这个爱篇记载了何为真正的爱。
So in Corinthians it defines what is real love.
因为时间的关系，这篇经文要讲的话可能要讲一个月。
We could talk about this for a month.
每天讲一篇讲一个月。 所以可以讲30篇。
Every day we could talk about a different part of it and we could talk about it for 30 days.
但是我今天想呢，从简单的从整个大概况来大家来分享怎样去认识真正的爱，然后把它活出来。
But let's look at it from an overview position and try and learn what is real love.
希望通过这段经文让我们知道说我们真应该好好的爱我们的主。
And through that, we can learn how to really love God.
哥林多前书的背景呢？
The background of Corinthians.
如果我们看这一章的前一章，就是第十二章。
If we look at the previous chapter,
圣经里面记载了很多圣灵的恩赐和有关的职分。
It records a lot of different types of spiritual gifts.
哥林多教会他们有很多的恩赐。
The Corinthian church had a lot of gifts.
然后他们就争论哪个恩赐最大。
And they were arguing which is the best gift.
这个就在他们的弟兄姊妹之间成了纷争。
And these caused a lot of disagreements among the disciples.
就好像第十二章第七节所讲的。
In chapter 12, verse 7.
圣灵显在个人身上是叫人得益处。各样圣灵恩赐是神为赐给圣徒们信仰得益处而赐给的礼物。
Now to each one the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. The different types of spiritual gifts that God gives are for the benefit of the disciples' spiritual lives and faith.
恩赐是非常好的。
Spiritual gifts are very good.
但是却引起来很多的纷争，产生分裂。
But it caused a lot of disagreements.
例如有人说我有医病的恩赐。
Some people say they have the gift of healing.
有些人说我有预言的恩赐。
Some say they have the gift of the prophecy.
然后有些人说我有讲方言的恩赐。
And some say they can do translation.
然后整个教会的就开始混乱起来。
And this destroyed the order of the church.
使徒保罗为了解决这个问题呢？
So disciple Paul, in order to solve this problem,
就说恩赐原有分别，圣灵却是一位的。
He said that although the spiritual gifts are different, but there is only one spirit.
恩赐虽然多样，但所有赐恩赐的只有一位神。
Although there are many different types of spiritual gifts, all of them belong to one God.
所以这一切都是一样的。
So it's all the same.
所以在这一点呢，使徒保罗在哥林多前书十二章三十一节这么讲说：你们要切切的求那更大的恩赐。我现今把最妙道指示你们。
So Paul states in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 31, Now eagerly desire the greater gifts, and yet I will show you the most excellent way.
然后记完这一段之后，保罗就记载这个爱篇。
And immediately after this is the love essay.
然后通过爱篇来介绍说最大的恩赐就是爱。
And through this we can see that the greatest gift is love.
那父神通过赐这么多恩典，就是为了我们教会里面彰显爱。
And the reason God gave the church so many different types of spiritual gifts is so that they can achieve the greatest gift of all, which is love.
若没有爱的话，有这些恩赐是没有用的，干脆就没有恩赐更好。
If there is no love, the point of all, there's no point to all these spiritual gifts, so might as well not have any spiritual gifts.
因此我希望通过这段经文呢，能帮助我们整个教会在爱里面建立关系。
So let's hope that through these verses we can have a better relationship with each other in church.
爱不仅仅有真正的爱 属灵的爱，也有表面上虚假的会变化的爱。
So there is spiritual love, which is true, and there is also superficial love that will change.
很简单，我们举个例子，我们现在很多去买商品的时候，有些是假冒伪劣商品。
For example, let's look at when we go shopping, we see that there are a lot of counterfeit goods.
有个牌子从来不打折。
There is a brand that never has any discount. Can you guess what is this brand?
有没有谁猜？是法国的牌子 LV.
It's a French brand, LV.
它从来不打折。
It doesn't have, it will never give a discount.
所以很多人都愿意去买它。
So a lot of people are very willing to go and buy.
那还有其他牌子呢，会打折的。
Other brands, they have discounts.
但是有些打折不一定是坏，是因为他想促销，吸引人去买。
When they have a discount, it doesn't mean that it's inferior. It's just that they want to get rid of a stock.
有一些手表，像劳力士什么都非常好。
Some of the branded goods, like some of the watches, like Rolex.
如果大家 关心新闻的话，最近在中国出现很多食品的问题。
If you have been listening to the news, you will realize that in China there is a lot of problems.
其实食品也有真的和假的。
With food?
对，就是有些是伪制的食品，就是劣质的食品。
Fake food?
看到就 fake.
Okay, some food is fake.
就是这样，在这些名牌里面，这些我们买的东西里面都有真的和假的之分。
So even when we go shopping and we buy something, there is the genuine good and the counterfeit goods.
通常如果有个人买了 LV 啊，
if somebody has bought an LV,
他可以用很久，基本上不会坏的。
Perhaps they can use it for a very long time.
因为质量非常好。
Because the quality is good.
但是中国有流行用一种 LV 啊，那如果去从上海的直到去七浦路。
But in China, if you are in Shanghai and you go to a particular street,
你可以买到很便宜的 LV.
You can buy really cheap LV.
大概100块人民币就可以买到。
About 100人民币。
当然你可以只要用一个星期，基本上已经开始成为鳄鱼牌了。
But maybe you will only use it for a week.
因为它马上就开口了，成鳄鱼的嘴巴一样大开口了。
And then it will fall apart. Yeah.
爱也是一样的。
It's the same with love.
分真的爱和假的爱。
There is true love and there is fake love.
真正的爱是不变的爱。
True love is unchanging.
时间随着时间推移是不会改变的。
It doesn't change over time.
也不会因为一点的问题、一点的不心小事而打破的。
And it wouldn't be broken based on some small incident.
现在我先来跟大家分享一下世人常说的爱里面哪些是真正的爱。
Now let's look at the different types of love on this earth.
哪些是假的爱？
What is real and what is not?
也希望我们每一位弟兄姊妹都可以发现，去像买名牌，真正的名牌一样，拥有真正的爱。
So like how we want to buy genuine goods, we hope that we can really know real love.
我们华人传统就是好像，特别是在邻居之间啊，觉得邻居非常的有爱。
In the Chinese culture, we like to have good relationships with our neighbors.
但是现在慢慢地发现这个问题已经发生改变了。
But this is not necessarily the case right now.
现在大部分的邻居啊，都把这个家里的门关得紧紧的。
Nowadays, we lock our doors.
然后把窗户用铁丝网把它框起来。
And we have metal grills on our windows.
然后不仅仅用这些墙砌起来，还有内心的墙也高高的把别人隔在心外。
And we have high walls around our homes and around our hearts as well.
因为我们现在很多人对别人漠不关心。
Because we hardly care about each other.
甚至对旁边人住的是谁都不知道。
We don't even know who lives next to us.
也不想去知道。
And we do not wish to know.
因为只顾着自己的家和自己的孩子。
Because we only focus on our own family and our own kids.
用句老话就说，个人至少门前雪。
We sweep our own doorsteps.
另外有一些邻居呢，稍微对别人有一点不对，发现别人对自己有点不利呢，就开始抱怨，开始打官司。
Or we could keep, we could gossip and exclude our neighbors.
如果有什么经济的纠纷啊，马上就开始去法院告状。
If there is any financial disagreements, it goes to court.
所以现在我们发现，这个邻居之间的爱已经越来越消失了。
So the love between neighbors is disappearing.
都会变化的。
And it would change.
那么我们发现，在朋友之间呢，爱又是怎样呢？
What about love between friends?
本以为我这个朋友对我很好的。
Maybe you think that this friend treats you very well.
但是这样本来对你很好的朋友，对你信任的朋友，也有可能会背叛。
But There is a different. You could even be betrayed by friends who treat you well or friends you trust.
比如说，有个朋友他最近公司倒闭了。
For example, there is this friend. He's recently his business collapsed.
然后他就跟你找你说，朋友啊，能不能借点钱？周济一下。
And he looked for you and asked to borrow some money.
或者你为我担保一下，我可以过了这一关以后呢，我就可以还你钱。
Or he asked you to be the guarantor.
朋友，这个你呢就发现说，怎么看这个人不像会做生意。
But maybe you think this person is not really a businessman.
然后你大家都知道现在经济不景气啊。
And you know the economy now is very bad.
你投资哪里哪里都失败。
You know that no matter where you do,
你去哪里都不可能赚钱。
Your investments will fail.
所以呢，他就觉得。现在想一想，不可以借，不可以借，借了我一定赔本的。
So maybe you decide that you shouldn't lend him, otherwise it will never come back.
我也不能给他做保，做保了我自己会遭殃。
And that you cannot be the guarantor as well because you will not be able to return the money for him.
然后那个朋友怎么回复你呢
？And what does your friend say?
我们这算朋友吗
？Are you my friend?
你要雪中送炭。
You are pouring cold water on me.
你不能这么样子不理我的。
You can't ignore me like this.
你这样背叛我，我们就断交好。
You are betraying me, so let us not be friends anymore.
这到底是谁背叛谁呢
？So who is betraying who?
是让人担保，那朋友让我担保的背叛呢，还是我拒绝担保的背叛呢
？Is my friend who is asking me to be the guarantor who is betraying the friendship, or is it me who refuse to be the guarantor that betray the friendship?
如果真正是朋友的话
，If this is a real friend，
你就会为对方带来幸福。
You will bring blessings to your friend.
不会去连累朋友。
You will not bring him trouble.
不会使他家受到伤害，使他朋友受到，使他家人受到伤害，使他妻子受到伤害。
You will not bring trouble to his family, to his wife and his family and his kids.
其实这根本就不是爱。
This is not love at all.
箴言书第十一章第十五节。
In Proverbs.
为外人做保的。必受亏损，恨恶积攒的却得安稳。
In Proverbs, chapter 11, verse 15 says, "He who puts up security for another will surely suffer, but whoever refuses to strike hands in such is safe."
然后22章26节又讲，不要与人积攒，也不要为欠债的人作保。
And in chapter 22, verse 26, "Do not be a man who strikes hands in such or puts up security for debts."
其实神也提醒我们不要去做这样的事情。
God reminds us not to go into this situation.
让我们信主的弟兄姊妹之间也最好也不要这样做，不然的话很可能会有遇到。到很多不利的事情发生。
Even among brothers and sisters, we should, if we could, we could avoid this.
有些弟兄，有些教会的圣徒们也遇到过去本是亲密不近的朋友，后来信主以后，因为我开始教会了，开始热心的服侍了，而被遭到远离。
Some friends, because after they have, or some people after they have received Christ, they start to. Not spend so much time with the friends they had before they received Christ.
因为他开始离弃世俗，开始不与世俗妥协，开始过真正的信仰的生活。
Because they might want to live a more Christian life, they do not want to compromise their faith.
所以他信主之前那些酒肉朋友呢，就开始离他，对他翻脸。
So their friends that they had before, where they always indulge in world pleasures, maybe they are not very close.
所以这些原来的觉得是爱的，都开始。
So what you think was love between friends also changes.
亲兄弟之间也发生了很多，爱是怎样呢？
What about love between siblings?
是否因为亲兄弟就可以爱到底呢？
Would it be different?
会不会跟朋友们之间的爱和邻居们的之间的爱不一样呢？
Would it be different from love between neighbors and love between friends?
有一个牧师，他有六个弟兄姊妹。
There is a pastor, he has six siblings.
他在刚刚结婚以后就得了疾病，很重的，生了很重的病。
After he got married, he fell ill.
开始的时候，他的哥哥姐姐都非常的爱他。
It was a very serious illness at the beginning. His brothers and sisters still helped him.
尽全力去帮助他。
And they really tried their best to help him.
但是他病了一病就是病了七年。
But when he fell ill for 7 years.
后来他的弟兄姊妹都开始觉得这样病下去没有办法去再帮助。
And his brothers and sisters felt that if he continued like this, they can't really help him.
因为没有办法看到他可以改变，可以恢复过来。
They couldn't see how he would get better.
结果因为他们这些弟兄姊妹的界限，为了保护他们自己的家庭，没有在经济上亏损而离弃这个牧师。
So, the brothers and sisters reached their own limits, perhaps in terms of financial or in terms of, to protect their own family, and then they left him.
如果有医治好的机会的话，我想他们还会帮助的。
If there was a chance where he could get better and recover.
但是他实在是没有希望，所以他们就没有去再去帮助他。
If there's a chance that he would get better, the siblings might continue to help him, but at that time it looked like there wasn't much hope.
这个事情在我们世界上也是很正常会发生的。
So this could be quite common in this world.
在中国的报纸2007年发生12月份 发生这样一件事情。
In December 2007,
内蒙古自治区有一个地方，有一个哥哥为了继承父母的家产啊，就绑了炸药在身上，跑去他弟弟的房子里面去炸掉他。
In a place in Inner Mongolia, there were fighting over some family inheritance, and then the brother strapped himself with explosives and rushed into his younger brother's shop.
然后就死了五个人。
And exploded himself, and five people died.
他们亲兄弟为了争家产，却可以为了对杀死对方。
These two are blood brothers, but because of family inheritance, they try and kill each other.
这真是让人心痛。
It's really quite sad.
那婚后的夫妻又是怎样呢？
What about love between married couples?
男女谈恋爱的时候，我相信大家一定会甜言蜜语。
When you are in a relationship before you get married, it's very sweet.
没有你，我一定活不了的。
I cannot live without you.
我会用一颗不变的心来爱你。
I will love you with an unchanging heart.
我爱你一生一世。
I will love you forever.
但是这些甜言蜜语过后呢？
But after all these sweet words,
有人说婚姻是爱情的坟墓。
Some people say that a marriage is the tomb of love.
然后开始一结婚以后就觉得这个人左看右看就不越来越不帅了，然后怎么这么多坏毛病。
So after you get married, you start to feel that your partner is not very handsome or not very pretty, and you look at the shortcomings.
然后心里就想，我是不是被骗了呢？
And then you feel that you were cheated.
不仅骗色，还有骗财。
Not only cheated of your body, but also of your money.
然后开始埋怨对方。
And you start to be unhappy with each other.
然后太太呢发现说某某家他们家开奔驰了，我们家还是骑自行车。
Then your wife starts to say, "Oh, this family already has a new car, and we are still on bicycles."
然后丈夫呢又说他家某某家的太太做饭做得很好吃，你怎么盐都放这么多，又太咸了。
Or the husband says that somebody cooks very well, but why your food is so salty?
最近有一部电影，大家很多人可能会去看的。
So recently, there's a very popular movie.
应该是变成原来是不是 3D 的，现在变成 3D 了。
It wasn't 3D originally, now it's out of 3D.
我想很多人都看过叫 Titanic.
I'm sure many of you have seen it, Titanic.
我不讲这电影拍的好不好，因为我不是电影评论家。
Let's not talk about the filming techniques.
我们从他的故事里面去看一点。
Let's look at the story.
这个男主角和女主角啊。
The male and female lead.
这个女主角的名字叫 Rose， 我们大家都知道。
Female lead is called Rose.
有一句很经典的台词叫做 "You jump, I jump."
There is a very classic line from it. It says, "You jump, I jump."
但是我们在看到这个男主角，这个女主角她在遇到 Jack 之前。
But when you think about it, before Rose met Jack.
她是什么的身份呢？
What was her status?
她已经订婚了。
She was already engaged.
她的未婚夫对她非常的好。
And her fiance treats her very well.
但是当她发现她遇到这个 Jack， 眼睛一亮。
But then she met Jack, and then she
就发现说她是我的掌上明珠啊。
And then she felt that she found true love.
她是 apple of my eyes.
And feel that Jack's the apple of her eye.
然后她就开始感觉哇，这是真正的爱情。
And she feel that oh, this is true love.
然后就开始去跟他开始谈恋爱。
And she entered a relationship with him.
但是有谁还记得她在遇到这个 Jack 之前，她已经有个未婚夫的？
But do you remember that she has a fiance before she met Jack?
如果在现代时代，我们就说这是小三嘛。就第三者。
Nowadays we would say this is a third party.
这个感情的问题啊，就是这样。
But relationships are like this.
世上有很多的夫妻因为失去了起初的爱心，彼此的仇恨辱骂。
A lot of couples, they lose their love for each other and then they start to hate each other and quarrel.
最近有不少的夫妻刚刚结婚去度蜜月，还没有结束蜜月已经分手了。
Some couples, they get married and then go on the honeymoon and even before the end of the honeymoon, they break up.
然后结婚到离婚的距离时间越来越短。
And now that, now the time between marrying and divorce is getting shorter and shorter.
中国有个非常流行的节目叫做《非诚勿扰》。
There's a very popular show on matchmaking in China.
曾经是所有电视节目的 top one， 就是收视率是 top one。
A lot of the viewership numbers are very high and it's the top show。
这个电视剧的这个应该是叫综艺节目，是讲说很多人去寻找自己的另一半。
It's a show where people go on to the show and try and find their other half.
这个好像成了整个中国的全民运动了。
And this become a national sport in China.
但是我发现很多其实他们背后报道，真正他们找到了，一下台就马上分手了。
But what they think that they find their partners on the show, but after that they break up.
爱情很多时候都是短暂的。
A lot of times love is very short.
因为缺少真正不变的爱。
Because it lacks the true love.
有这样一个调查。
There is a study.
我想先问一下大家，这里有多少人已经结婚的举手？这里有多少人结婚的举手
？Let's ask how many of you are already married here.
好，我有个问题问你们。
Okay, so I have a question for you.
如果你们可以选择再结婚，选择结婚对象的话，你还会不会选择你现在这个另一半
？Okay, if you have a chance to marry again, to choose again, would you still choose your current partner?
大家其实不用举手了。
You don't have to put up your hand.
我给大家四个选择答案，你们可以去猜我们这个调查的结果是多少。
I give you multiple choice, and then you can tell me what is the result from this study.
分别是10%、20%、30%和80%。
10% said yes, 20% said yes, 30% said yes, or 80% said yes.
有很多人他们都说愿意继续跟这个人 结婚的。
Some people say that they are willing to choose the same partner.
他觉得没有找错对象。
They don't feel that they have found a wrong partner.
但是你们猜一下到底是多少，百分之多少觉得没有找错对象。
But how many percent actually agree with this?
20%。
20%?
30%。
30%?
40%。
40%?
他们调查结果是4%。
The answer is actually 4%.
只有4%的人他们觉得他们没有找错对象。
Only 4% of married couples feel that they didn't choose the wrong partner.
总共96%的人又认为他们找的对象真的是找错了。
So 96% feel that they are with the wrong person.
虽然开始的时候他的眼中只有对方。
Although at the beginning they love each other.
但是随着时间的推移他们发现对方的优点变成缺点。
But over time they feel that the good points became bad points.
开始觉得这个人细声细语的。
At the beginning, they feel that this person is very caring.
怎么后来觉得这个人怎么说话都说不清楚的？
Very soft-spoken, but after that, they feel that why you can't speak properly.
有没有这种类似的感觉？原来是好的优点，结婚以后变成缺点。
Originally, what you feel that is good after marriage, you feel that it's bad.
或者因为想法和爱好的不同，追求的目标不同，还常常起冲突。
Or because of the different opinions or what they pursue is different, there are disagreements.
然后因为这个这个不是不变的爱，所以呢，慢慢的冷淡。
And because this is not an unchanging love, so slowly over time it grew cold.
很多人只追求自己的益处而忽略对方。
We only pursue our own interests.
那么在这个世界上面，有一种爱我们都觉得是很稀有的，也是很珍贵的，就是父母的爱。
Okay, one type of love that we feel is very different and very precious is the love from parents.
我们的父母通常是会把最好的东西留给自己的孩子的。
Parents want the best for their own children.
然而这一种背后会不会有另外一种目的呢？
But is there another motive behind this?
现在有很特别是年轻人来这里留学的，很多人可能会遇到类似的情况。
Many of us come and study, so maybe we have a similar situation.
特别是女生年龄大了到一个程度。
Especially females when we reach a certain age.
然后父母就说你该找对象了。
Parents would say, "Oh, you have to find."
这个很有意思的事情。
This is very interesting.
在读书的时候呢，在读初中、高中、大学的时候，你不要跟他说你不要找对象。
When you are younger, we are studying, maybe secondary school.
你要好好学习，现在是学习的时候，不要找。
Your parents say you cannot find any boyfriend. You have to study hard.
然后读完 大学读完研究，一出来说你要找对象，马上结婚。
And then after you finish your university, or your postgraduate, and then your parents say, quickly go and find somebody, get married now.
好像找对象就去菜场买菜一样简单一样。
As if looking for a partner is like going to the supermarket to buy some vegetables.
很多人他们这些父母们为了孩子能够找到好对象，一直在劝他们说你们要找了，你们要做这个事情，做那个事情，去相亲。
A lot of parents they want their child to find a partner, so they nag and they say you have to go and look for a partner, you have to go for matchmaking things.
我们不能否定这些父母很爱孩子。
We do not deny that these parents love their kids.
但是我们从里面看，是不是还有种另外的目的呢？
But is there some other reason behind this?
很多人他们是不是想说这个父母啊，孩子结婚都可以生孩子，有抱孙子。
A lot of parents feel that after the kids get married, they can have children and they have grandchildren.
如果这个女儿找到很好的金龟婿的话，我的家盆壁就生辉了。
Or if the daughter can find a rich husband, then we are settled.
很多时候这个父母催孩子，很多时候是有私欲的。
So a lot of times, parents want their child to get married. There is some other motive behind it.
就好像现在很多时候我们去要求孩子，特别是父母要求孩子去读书、选大学是一样的。
So it's the same. Sometimes, like if we look at how parents want their kids to choose universities.
很多时候都希望他找个名牌大学。
A lot of times they want their kid to go into a good branded university.
我们都知道在英国其实名牌大学进去容易出来难的。
But we know that.In the UK, it is easy to enter a good university, but very difficult to leave it.
我看那个我们的程序表里面，很多人后面都有一祷告事项说，为那些写论文的人祷告，写论文的人祷告。
If you look at the prayer requests, you see that there are a lot of there are prayer requests where we ask to pray for people who are writing their thesis.
今天我在路上开车的时候，正好我的室友他说，昨天坐公交车有一个年轻人，大学本科毕业，最后一天坐公交车出来以后，谁都不认识的，一下。开始要下公交车的最后一句向公交车的人喊声我把我的论文都交了我再也不用写了就跑掉了、
Yesterday there was my housemate told me that there was this person on the bus he didn't know anybody but when he was going to get off the bus he just shouted to the rest of the people on the bus and said I have finished my thesis and I'm done with it and then he left
可见他为这个被这论文折磨到一个程度他以后再也不想见到他
So you can see how much has been tortured by his thesis and he doesn't want to look at it anymore.
但是很多时候我们父母都说他去好的大学去剑桥牛津非牛津剑桥就不去。
But a lot of times our parents really focus. I'm very happy if you can go to Oxford and Cambridge.
其实不一定是因为觉得对孩子有用而是觉得自己有面子。
It doesn't necessarily...it's not necessarily the best for the child, but it's good for their own reputation.
因为剑桥牛津有些专业不是最好的嘛。
Because in Oxford and Cambridge, some of the subjects are not the best.
所以有时候我们发现父母的爱啊，其实也是有限的。
So perhaps we can see that even love of parents can be limited.
听到这里，我们会觉得这个世界上有什么爱呢？什么都不行，邻舍之间、朋友之间、家人之间。都是虚空无意的。
So at this point, we might feel, well, there is really no love on this earth, not between neighbors, not between friends, or parents, siblings, or family.
但是我们不要误解，圣经很正确的教导我们要爱人如己。
But do not misunderstand. The Bible says that we have to love each other as ourselves.
神给摩西的诫命第四条就说要孝敬父母。
One of the commandments God gave us was to honor our parents.
而以弗所书第五章刚才讲到说，个人要当爱自己的妻子，如同爱自己一样，妻子也当敬重丈夫。
And in Ephesians chapter 5, however, each one of you also must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband.
爱其实是彼此之间的关系的建立。
So there is a love relationship between people.
中国有一个足球教练在中国执教的，带领中国进入世界杯的，他讲过一句话。
There is a coach who led the Chinese football team
into
World Cup, and he said this.
他讲说态度。决定一切。
The attitude is the one that decides everything.
其实我们在爱的时候，我们需要的是态度的问题。
Actually, when we love, we need to have the correct attitude.
如果态度不对，你做很多事情，即使表面做出来了。
If the attitude is wrong, even if you do something.
但是其实是没有用的。
You can do it, but there is no meaning behind it.
所以在夫妻之间要需要真正的爱出去，心领诚实的去爱的时候，才是真正可以建立关系。
So between married couples, there is, you have to love each other.
圣经里面最大的诫命是说要爱神。
The greatest commandment in the Bible is to love God.
然后第二条就是爱人如己。
And the second is to love your neighbor as yourself.
爱是不求自己的益处。
Love does not look for your own benefit.
要更多的施予给对方。
And to give to each other.
因此我们基督徒们也不能因为觉得有时候爱是有限的就不去爱，而是要更多的爱身边的人。
So we shouldn't feel that as Christians, we shouldn't feel that love is limited and then we don't love, but we should love more than anybody else.
特别不能忽略我们身边的朋友和亲人们。
Especially the people around us, our friends, our family.
我们不要只顾着眼前的利益，没有把爱传递给他们。
We should not be concerned with the immediate benefits, but to share this love.
最重要的是把永生的爱带给他们。
And the most important is to share the love that is unchanging.
有这样一个故事。
There is a story.
有一个非常努力的基督徒执事，是女执事。
There is a very hardworking female deacon.
她在教会里面非常努力的服侍。
She works and serves very hard in church.
但是她的丈夫呢，很反对她去教会。
But her husband opposes her going to church.
然后就开始逼迫她。
And tries to force her not to go.
那有什么事情就拿这个丈夫这个太太去教会说找茬。
And if anything happens, then he will bring up this wife going to church as the blame.
有一天，这个妻子就开始去教会做晨更晨祷。
So one day, this wife is in the church, and she's praying.
然后她怀里呢就拿着抱着这个丈夫的鞋。
And she's carrying her husband's shoes.
她就把这个丈夫的鞋紧紧地抱在怀里，流着泪来祷告。
And she was holding on to them very tightly and crying and praying.
每天都这样祷告。
Every day she prays like this.
她说神啊。
She says, God.
今天只是鞋来到这个教会。
Today only the shoes came to this church.
求你带领下次让这个鞋的主人也一同能够来到教会。
Can you, I pray that the next time the owners of the shoes will come to this church as well.
过了一段时间。
After a long time.
惊人的事情发生了。
The most amazing thing happened.
这位执事的丈夫也一同来到教会。
The husband of this deacon also came to this church.
原来这个丈夫每天早上要上早班。
Okay, what happens is that this husband has to go to work very early.
每天他去上班的时候呢，发现鞋是暖的。
So every day he found out that his shoes are warm.
尽管是冬天。
No matter whether it's even in winter.
这个鞋也是暖的。
The shoes are warm.
他就觉得很稀奇。
So he felt very curious.
所以他有一天就早起来发现了这个问题。
So he woke up early one day and try and investigate.
原来他这个太太为了他流泪，每一天去教会为他来祷告。
So he found out that his wife was bringing his shoes to church and crying and praying for him.
所以这个丈夫就因为妻子的一片真诚和爱，深深地被感动。
So he was touched by her sincerity and her love.
从此没有逼迫她，反而开始跟她一起去教会。
And so he stopped opposing her and goes to church with her.
各位弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
在这个世上究竟有谁可以愿意为逼迫自己的、辱骂自己的人祷告，来爱他呢？
How many of us can offer loving prayers for others who make things difficult for us, who insult us and who scold us?
有很多人说，请为我祷告，因为我丈夫不让我来教会，我父母不让我来教会。
A lot of people could say, oh, please pray for me because my husband or my parents don't let me come to church.
其实需要改变的是他自己。
But actually, the person who should change is yourself.
当他改变的时候，当他给予爱的时候。他的另一半或者他的父母就会改变。
When you change yourself, when you share love, then your husband or your parents will see this love and see the change.
在我们这世界，很多时候只是天人不为己，天诛地灭。只会为自己着想。
A lot of us, we only think about ourselves.
但是又有多少人愿意为那些孤单的人和邻舍来付出爱呢？
How many of us think about other people or lonely people.
我想也许只有在教会里面这些弟兄姊妹们可以真正做到爱其他人如自己一样。
Perhaps only in church we can love each other as we love ourselves.
因为在这个世界上面有一位他曾经为我们钉在十字架上，在我们孤独的时候他献出了爱给我们。
Because on this earth there is one person that loved us when we were hurt and lonely.
这位就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And this person is God.
刚才菲利普带我们在圣餐的时候，
Just now, Philip led us during Holy Communion.
我相信很多人，特别是已经信主的人，都在那回想主的爱。
A lot of us, especially those who have accepted Christ, will be reflecting on God's love.
每当回想到主的爱的时候，我们就感激不尽，因为他的爱是长阔高深的。
And every time we think about God's love, we are very grateful because His love is unlimited.
他的爱也是不改变的爱。
And His love is unchanging.
以赛亚书第四五十三章第三节这样讲到：他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，残经忧患，他被藐视，好像被掩面不看的一样，你们也不尊重他。
In Isaiah chapter 53 verse 3, he was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering. Like one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised and we esteemed him not.
尽管耶稣他没有过犯，
Even though Jesus was blameless,
却被掩面而藐视。
He was looked down upon.
他也遭受了，他也知道贫穷，也遭受了痛苦。
He experienced poverty and suffering.
也了解疾病的痛苦。
And he also understood the sufferings of the ill.
因此，有谁比他们，比耶稣基督更了解我们的心呢？
So who can understand us better than Jesus?
我们想一想，耶稣基督他原来在天上，他愿意舍弃一切的荣耀，来到世上被限制在人的躯体里面。
Let us think about it. Jesus gave up the glory of heaven, and he was willing to come to earth and be limited in a physical body.
耶稣他舍弃了荣耀，道成肉身。
He gave up the glory of heaven and he became flesh.
成了我们真正的安慰。
To become a true comfort to us.
真正的朋友。
A real friend.
给了谁都不能给的爱。
And he gave us love that no one else could give us.
可能有些人知道我以前的见证。
Perhaps some of you know my testimony.
我在信主以前也经历了很多的痛苦。
Before I accepted Christ, I suffered a lot.
也切切体会到尝到孤单是什么滋味。
I experienced loneliness.
还有被人牵视，被人有绝望的感觉。
I was judged by the world and I really felt hopelessness.
然而只有这一位耶稣基督，他给了我们最真正的爱。
But only Jesus Christ, He gave us this true love.
因为爱是很久忍耐。
Because love is patient.
爱是不嫉妒。
Love does not envy.
不自夸，不张狂。
It does not boast.
不轻易发怒。不做害羞的事。
It does not easily anger.
不求自己的益处。
It's not self-seeking.
不轻易发怒，不计算人的。
It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrong.
不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
Does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth.
凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
Always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres.
爱是永不止息。
Love never fails.
很多时候我们很难包容。
A lot of times we find it very difficult to forgive.
我们需要的是包容。当我们有包容的心的时候，我们做什么事情都非常简单。
When we can forgive, we will find it that it's easier to do a lot of things.
特别是夫妻之间。
Especially between married couples.
用善、用爱、用温柔来理解对方。
To use love, understanding, and gentleness to understand each other.
弟兄姊妹们，神他就是爱的本身。
Brothers and sisters, God is love.
父神他为了我们的罪，把这独生子耶稣基督派到世上来。
Because of our sin, God sent His only Son.
又给我们预备了最美好的天堂。
And He prepared this most amazing heaven.
他一日如千年的等待着我们。
And He was waiting for us patiently.
如果我们只要愿意打开一点点心门，
As long as we're willing to open a little bit of our heart,
我们就能够感受到主耶稣基督他无微不至的永不改变的爱。
We will be able to experience His abundant love and never-ending, never-changing love.
我们知道爱丁堡是个非常漂亮的地方。
We know Edinburgh is a very beautiful place.
这里有美好的环境，也有美好的城堡。
There is a very good environment. There is a very amazing castle.
这些都是神所创造的。
And these are all created by God.
也是为了让我们可以享受的。
And that we can experience it.
我们被拣选成为神的儿女们。
We have been chosen as His daughters and sisters.
我们蒙神的爱，我们该如何去回应呢？
So what can we how can we respond?
所以我们就需要拥有这不变的爱，永恒的爱，而且舍己的爱。
So we want to have this unchanging, this sincere and this never-ending love.
因此希望大家可以呢领悟到真正的爱。
So we hope that we can understand this love.
就是凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
This love that always hopes, always perseveres, always
更重要的就是一个舍己的心。
And most importantly, it's self-sacrificial.
当我们舍己的时候，什么事情都已经不重要了。
When we are willing to self-sacrifice, everything else is not important.
为此，希望大家可以不仅仅有机会到天国去。
So we hope that not only will we be able to enter His kingdom,
也可以分享在这地上这美好的爱。
But that we can share this love while we are on earth.
也奉主的名祝愿大家每一个人都能成为圣灵所用的器皿。
And we hope that we can be the useful vessels of the Spirit.
在末世能够带领更多人来到神。面前分享神的爱
to share God's love with more people around us.
我们一起来祷告
Let us pray.
父神感谢你
Dear Father, we thank you.
谢谢你赐下这样宝贵的爱，无限的爱
We thank you for your love and this precious love.
因为你的恩典带领着我们
Because of your grace leading us.
我们可以了解到你的爱
We can understand your love.
让我们能够离弃一切改变的爱，而是成就你那不变的爱。
Let us give up this love from the flesh, and that we can attain your love.
让我们时刻想着这个爱篇的话语。
Let us think about these verses.
让每一天的生活里面能够实践出来。
And that we can live it out in our everyday life.
不管是现在已经相信主耶稣基督的还是还在寻求当中的
Whether we have already accepted Christ or if we are still seeking
我们发现这个世界上面很多的爱都是短暂的
We realize that a lot of love on this earth is temporary
唯有这个主耶稣的爱是永恒的
Only your love is never changing
当你有困难的时候我们可以回到主耶稣基督面前
When we are in trouble we can come towards you
当你遇到挫折的时候你可以来到他面前
When you are in trouble, you can go to God.
当你遇到别人背叛的时候，你可以来到神的面前。
When you are betrayed, you can come to God.
因为他就是爱我们的神。
Because he is the one who loves us.
求主你来帮助我们在每一天的生活里面能够实践这样不变的爱。
Pray Lord that you can help us to live this unchanging love in our life.
让我们能活着只为你，单单只为你。
That we can live for you.
让我们每一天能时刻想着说我能为你做什么
Let us think about what we can do for God every day
让我们知道说怎样可以荣耀你的名
And think about how we can glorify His name
让我们能够学习舍己的爱
Let us learn this self-sacrificial love
让我们感谢你
Lord, we give thanks
愿你的话语能够穿透我们的心
May your words go through our hearts
让我们一直能够铭记在心
And that we can store them in our hearts
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名
We pray all this in Jesus' name
Amen
Amen